This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And this great nation has succeeded in so many arenas historically. And it continues to succeed. And it continues to be, in my opinion, the best place in the whole world to live. I consider myself, and I think most Americans do, very lucky to be here. However, we have a crisis going on in this country. Actually, we have a series of crises, and we are not doing well in addressing them. The crisis of opioid addiction, of overdose deaths, of disaster in the United States of America is very, very real, and helps to explain why it is that that Democrats, well, they have a very, very tough time talking about it. Instead, they prefer to talk about things, well, this is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who is campaigning for an upset, for actually maintaining a Democratic congressional majority, no matter how slender. She talks about the great achievement of the Inflation Reduction Act and how it provides for untold benefits for the United States of America. Listen, clip three.
The president, 2 days ago, the president signing the IRA, not to be confused with anything going on in Ireland, but the Inflation Reduction Act. In that bill, he has $60 billion for diversity as we meet the challenge of the climate crisis, directly connected, as you mentioned, to what we're doing here. So again, it's about inclusion. It's about investing in our children, our future, our education, in research. It's about doing so in a way that is respectful of great diversity of views. And we could not have done it without the intellectual resources, some of whom you see here, without the private sector enthusiasm for, because this needs to be a public-private partnership.
Okay, $60 billion for diversity? What the hell does that mean?
In that bill, he has $60 billion for diversity.
And what does diversity really have to do with meeting the challenge of the climate crisis? I mean, the idea that they're going to link the climate crisis to diversity, how? And how do you promote diversity? First of all, we're doing great in terms of diversity, aren't we? I mean, basically, there are very, very few cities or even states anymore that are all white, right? Particularly for Asian immigrants and for Latino immigrants, they're everywhere. Washington State has changed dramatically in the years that we've been here. We've been here now 27 years. And during that time period, the estate that was at one time overwhelmingly white is diverse. So what does spending $60 billion on diversity get for you? And what about the headline that just says this morning, fentanyl seizures at southern border jumped over 200% in July. The 2,100 pounds seized in July is up 202% from the 640 pounds seized in June and the 780 pounds seized in July last year. Okay, in one sense, this is very good news. It's good news because this is fentanyl that they've intercepted. But it also is a reflection of the fact that more fentanyl is getting through. Because if you look at the drug overdoses, many of which are fentanyl-driven overdose fatalities, they've now become the leading cause of death for people 18 to 45 years old. This is CBS reports on precisely that subject. Listen.
We're going to jump right into the news this hour and a conversation on an issue that's affecting millions of American families. It's a health crisis that has actually been overshadowed a bit by the coronavirus, but it's touching so many of us. It's the epidemic of drug overdoses. In the past year, there have been more than 107,000 overdose fatalities in this country, and the synthetic opioid fentanyl is responsible for nearly 70% of those deadly overdoses. It's the leading cause of death for people 18 to 45 years old.
Okay, this is appalling. I mean, if you look at this bulletin, over 2,100 pounds of the drug, which can be fatal in very small doses, were seized in July. It's the highest amount seized in at least the last four fiscal years. The largest seizure before July was in April, where 1,300 pounds were seized. Now, this could literally kill thousands of people. The synthetic opioid is typically used for treating severe pain and is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. Illicit fentanyl is now primarily made in Mexico from precursors manufactured in China and then trafficked across the southern land border. This is an issue not only of public health, it's an issue of border security. Fentanyl is frequently cut with other drugs, meaning that users may often be unaware that they are ingesting the potent substance. While the increased seizures show that more of the drug is being caught by border officials, particularly at ports of entry, it has raised fears that, like illegal immigrants, more may also be getting passed as border traffic increases. The Drug Enforcement Administration has previously warned of a nationwide spike in mass fentanyl overdoses and has said the drug is killing Americans at an unprecedented rate. Just for a pause and for the interest of full disclosure, I wanted to speak for just a moment about my personal experience with fentanyl, and not ever illegally, thank God. Not ever really dangerously, though I think the drug is dangerous, and it's dangerous in any form. When I was recovering from cancer and from radiation treatment and from chemotherapy in particular for the throat cancer that I was battling back in 2015, and I'm fine now, and I feel fine, and thank God, but one of the things that they prescribed for me was fentanyl. And never taking it orally or anything like that. It was always little patches that I was supposed to attach to my shoulder. And you could feel it, but I hated the way it made me feel. It made me feel woozy and not crisp. And it's hard for me to believe. I ended up not taking as much fentanyl as I was prescribed. But and that was before there was this big national alarm about it and all of the attention to the fentanyl overdoses, which have been so fatal and so frequent. Now there's talk that some of the drug cartels are even trying to promote rainbow fentanyl, where they put it in different rainbow-colored pills to appeal to young people. And it's horrible. In San Diego County, which of course is right on the border, statistics show fentanyl-related overdose deaths have increased a staggering 2,375% from 33 back in 2016, when I was still recovering from cancer, to at least 817 deaths in 2021. The Fox News reports that the White House has launched a multifaceted response to the opioid crisis and has noted its investments in agencies for national drug control programs and $293 million for CPB to prevent fentanyl smuggling at the border. It's important to prevent the smuggling. But even more, it's important to send a message against, quote, recreational drugs. Recreational drugs can kill you, and this is difficult at a time when Democrats are pushing as hard as they are for fully legalized marijuana and other so-called recreational drugs. We'll be right back.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a political aspect to this issue of the opioid crisis and the horrors of the opioid crisis. And there's a political slant to almost everything right now. And Nancy Mace, who is one of those Republican stalwarts, and I give her all the credit in the world, she survived an attack of the Trumpkins. She survived a primary challenge by a Trump-endorsed candidate. Why Trump wanted to go after Nancy Mace is unclear. I mean, what she did is she voted in favor of an investigation of the January 6th riots. She voted in favor of forming a bipartisan commission that eventually was turned down. It was blocked by most Republicans, and I think that, frankly, they, Republicans and Democrats in the country, would have done better with a bipartisan commission that was formally chartered, like the 9/11 commission, than what we have now. So Nancy Mace voted for that, then she was opposed by Trump, and she won her primary anyway. And she's a rising star in the Republican Party. She's also one of the, I think she is the first female graduate of the Citadel, which is the military training institution. I believe that George Patton was a graduate of the Citadel. And that's in Charleston, South Carolina. She talked on Fox News about the mass influx of drugs at our southern border. Listen.
We had one hearing on the Oversight Committee last year, and it was about the northern border rather than the southern border. And this summer, the statistics are telling us that we're going to have over 2 million illegal immigrants apprehended this summer, far surpasses where we were in total for last year. We just had a police officer was sickened by fentanyl, exposure to fentanyl, on a drug bust just a couple weeks ago in the state of South Carolina. I just had a friend bury his son via a fentanyl overdose. This is an epidemic and a tragedy that is affecting every family across the country, whether they are on the border or not. And as you mentioned, the Biden administration is visiting 23 states to tout the Inflation Reduction Bill, and they are not even bothered. Biden can't even bother to go to the border today. I'll be there in a few days checking it out again, but our president needs to lead our country out of this mess instead of leading it into it.
Look, does that sound easy to answer? It's not easy to answer, and there's no way to answer it except with more concerted action and basically to crack down on the entire drug culture. I mean, this is one of those things where Barry McCaffrey, who's a frequent guest on the show, was one of the best drug czars that we ever had. Bill Bennett was another outstanding and successful drug czar. To actually crack down meaningfully, not on poor people who are victimized by the drugs, but by the big businessmen, by the corrupt and hideously violent cartels and others who promote all of this. And it's the same people, to some extent, who are promoting the extremely cruel importation of unauthorized immigrants. And CBS Morning Show, CBS, this is not Fox, reported on a truck full of migrants discovered right before it crossed the border from Mexico into Texas. Listen.
There are shocking new images of migrants packed inside a tractor trailer on the Mexican side of the U.S. border, and it's highlighting the dangers of illegal immigration. Customs and Border Protection say the truck carrying 150 people was stopped by Mexican authorities before it entered the state of Texas. U.S. officials recently announced they have apprehended a record number of migrants this year. Manuel Bohorquez, his name has not changed, joins us now from near the border in Laredo, Texas, with more on that part of the story. Manny, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gail. Nearly half of the people apprehended by Border Patrol this fiscal year have been sent back due to a Trump-era pandemic policy known as Title 42. It prohibits migrants from entering the U.S. due to the danger of communicable disease. But we spoke with many people who have qualified to proceed with a case of asylum in this country, and we got a first-hand look at their relocation process.
You can see shoes, bags, water bottles. Clearly, this is a route for asylum seekers and others.
Yes, this is normally a route that they take.
Walking along the southern border with Maverick County Deputy Sheriff Denise Cantu, migrant crossings show no sign of stopping.
Okay, this would be a very important matter for Biden and Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of the Democratic leadership to attend to, because you're talking now not about people gaining some kind of benefit by coming with nothing to the United States in the desire of getting a more hopeful existence. What you need to do is you need the kind of immigration reform that Biden actually promised, which begins with better and tighter border security. There was a terrific piece by Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week that talked about the labor shortage that we have here in the United States. One way to stop the pressure for all the illegal immigrants trying to come in is to allow guest worker programs where people could come in legally, be carefully monitored, and actually come right directly into jobs where they are needed. And that doesn't mean this. There's a satirical website, Babylon Bee, that many of us enjoy. They're basically a Christian and somewhat conservative alternative to The Onion. And they have remember Beach Boys song, California Girls? My wife is a California girl, so I'm partial to that song in particular. But now it's used to dramatize a song about leaving the Golden State. Why? Listen. And by the way, for those who had a tough time making out the lyrics at the beginning, they were, well, SF's packed with feces. You got to watch your step up there. And in Los Angeles, with all their homeless camps, the tents and drugs are everywhere. And then in Napa, Newsom, meaning Gavin Newsom, the governor, dropped some $15,000 on wine. But in the rest of the state, with all the mask mandates, they keep us all locked up real tight. We will be back with more on the issues that will and should matter in 2022.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And all across America, there seems to be a fascination with Elon Musk. Is he going to buy Twitter? Is he going to change Twitter? Is he going to run for president? He can't. He wasn't born in the United States. And that is a requirement under the Constitution. Remember all the stuff about Obama not being born in the United States? He was born in Hawaii. In August, what was it? It's in August of 1961, in any event. Elon Musk showed up at a special GOP retreat hosted by Kevin McCarthy in Wyoming. And they hosted it at the precisely the right time where the people who were at the retreat could celebrate the defeat of Liz Cheney, because they were not fans of Liz Cheney. It was Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, soon to be Speaker, Republicans hope. Musk has been publicly flirting with the Republican Party all year, so says Axios, but his attendance at the exclusive GOP retreat in Jackson, Wyoming, marks a new level of involvement in helping the party define its agenda and prepare for its potential takeover of the House. By the way, for people who haven't been to Jackson, Wyoming, or visited Grand Tetons National Park, which is right there, this is one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth, and it is very much worth visiting, and any kind of retreat that they have in places like Jackson, which is also, it's become in the middle of, quote, nowhere, Jackson has become one of the most prosperous, wealthy, high-flying municipalities anywhere in the country. In any event, Elon Musk came there signaling a new level of involvement, says Axios, in helping the party define its agenda and prepare for its potential takeover of the House. Musk offered a robust defense of capitalism, in addition to some political advice aimed at Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's annual donor retreat in Jackson, where the billionaire CEO of Tesla was a personal guest of McCarthy's. Does that mean he didn't have to pay anything to be there? He probably could have afforded it. With the Grand Tetons behind them, the potential next Speaker of the House led a question-and-answer session with the potential next owner of Twitter. McCarthy has built a relationship with Musk over a decade and introduced him as the Thomas Edison of our time, framing the discussion around how he built successful companies like Tesla and SpaceX. Okay, Thomas Edison actually invented stuff. And, I mean, this is not to take anything away from Elon Musk and his achievements, but the Thomas Edison of our time, he invented the light bulb. He largely invented the phonograph, which we're dealing with, and more. So, a little bit exaggerated. Across the state, primary voters were rejecting Liz Cheney, who by the end of the night would be overwhelmingly defeated by her Trump-backed challenger. Musk suggested that the country would prosper if Republicans stayed out of people's bedrooms and Democrats stayed out of people's wallets, according to attendees. Does anybody really believe now that Republicans have a problem of trying to get into people's bedrooms? I know that that's a reference in part to the abortion issue, but abortions don't take place in bedrooms. They take place in hospitals or clinics, by the way. And again, the idea that the Democrats actually do have a desire to go after people's wallets? Well, they do. Just look at the hiring of 87,000 new tax collectors as part of their Inflation Reduction Act. That's an indication, yeah, that they're going to people's wallets. Musk celebrated free markets and warned of the dangers of socialism. Good messages that were well received by the audience. Asked by a donor what the Republicans needed to do better, the South African-born Musk replied that it should be more compassionate to potential newcomers, noting that he chose America because of its opportunities. Immigrants, he said, are vital to maintaining a dynamic economy. Before the dinner, Musk tweeted, "To be clear, I support the left half of the Republican Party and the right half of the Democratic Party." Representatives for Musk and McCarthy did not respond to requests for comment on Musk's comments, which were supposed to be private. Musk, who has hinted he likes Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for president in 2024 and voted for the first time in his life when he pulled the lever for Representative Mayra Flores in a June special congressional election down in Texas, did not declare himself a Republican compatriot. Some donors left the dinner at the home of John Nau, the CEO of Silver Eagle Beverages, a massive Anheuser-Busch distributor, convinced that Musk was a kindred spirit, but perhaps not yet a committed conservative. Republicans have voted to crack down on big tech if they take the majority, especially social media platforms like Twitter, which Musk is currently battling in a Delaware court after pulling the plug on his acquisition. The Republicans have also downplayed the need to take action on climate change, which Musk has dedicated his career to fighting. The bottom line, says Axios, the Musk didn't leave the impression that he'd be writing checks to either the Congressional Leadership Fund, McCarthy's PAC, or Republican campaign committees. He did, however, complain about his $11 billion tax bill for selling Tesla stock, drawing chuckles from the audience with his claim that the IRS didn't really know how to process it. Elon Musk, should he be granted immediate influence on the Republican Party when he joins more formally, or if he does. Basically, the idea that the party should be more compassionate and more supportive of newcomers who come into this country legally, it seems to me, is sound and admirable advice. What's not admirable is a statement by a very much popular podcaster whose name is Sam Harris. He also has written several books. He's a neurologist, and he's written books denying the existence of God. He's a very popular atheist and someone on the left. He entered the field of morality, one could say, with his comments about Hunter Biden and his laptop. Listen, this is clip 5.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared, right? It's like there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden. But even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right, or China, it is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like there's just. It doesn't even stack up against Trump University, right? Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop, in my view, right? Now, that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted.
Again, a warranted conspiracy, a warranted imbalance in media coverage. I don't think it's ever warranted to censor a genuinely newsworthy story simply for the sake of getting a political goal that you want. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Sam Harris creating all kinds of blowback because of his statement that Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. What he was talking about was during the time of the election when there was a choice before the American people between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And again, to say that he would not have cared is a terrible thing to say. How can you possibly say that somebody would be responsible for the corpses of children, of killing children? And why even reach for that analogy? Because that goes to the fears of QAnon people. And it goes directly to them. They're talking about child molesting and killing and drinking blood and Satanism. And why even bring that up? It's a stupid comment, and he seems to have walked it back. The one point that he makes, and I think it is important, is that basically, in terms of the future of the country, the kind of corruption that is alleged regarding Hunter Biden, which is being investigated and should be investigated, and I'm sure will be investigated more energetically under pressure from a new Republican Congress if that happens. All of that is appropriate simply because if the President of the United States was lying about his lack of connection or lack of knowledge about what his son was doing, it's a serious matter. Is it grounds for impeachment? Probably not. But is it grounds for embarrassment and one more factor pushing Joe Biden not to run for the presidency a second time? It is. The point that I think you need to take out of this is he's not comparing Trump here to a murderer of children. What he's talking about is Trump's impact on the whole country. And really trying to figure out what is going on right now with Trump having returned to the center of attention. I've talked about this before, but it is so dramatic that a former president like Donald Trump and a potential presidential candidate more than 2 years from now And that's what we're talking about. It's more than 2 years from now that he would actually be on the ballot if he is. That he so completely dominates the news and overshadows the actual president who has at his fingertips America's military, the most formidable military in the world, thank God. So what is it about President Trump that is riveting public attention once again? And part of it is this mystery, which is addressed in a very interesting and, I think, thoughtful piece by Maggie Haberman, who is one of the reporters from the New York Times, who has reported on the entire 4 years of Trump's White House. And she points out, for 4 years, former President Donald J. Trump treated the federal government and the political apparatus operating in his name as an extension of his private real estate company. It all belonged to him, he felt, melded together into a Trump brand that he had been nurturing for decades. My generals, he repeatedly said, of the active duty and retired military leaders who filled his government. My money, he often called the cash he raised through his campaign or for the Republican National Committee. My Kevin, he said of Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader. And White House documents? They're mine. Three of Mr. Trump's advisors said that he stated repeatedly when he was urged to return boxes of documents, some of them highly classified, that the National Archives sought after Mr. Trump took them with him to Mar-a-Lago, his private club in Palm Beach, Florida. A nearly 18-month back and forth between the government and Mr. Trump ended in an extraordinary FBI search for the documents at Mar-a-Lago last week. The question, as with so much else around Mr. Trump, is why? Why did he insist on refusing to turn over government papers that, by law, did not belong to him, igniting another legal conflagration? As with so much else related to Mr. Trump, there is not one easy answer. Here are, she says, the main possibilities. She says, one possibility is exciting documents. Mr. Trump, a pack rat who for decades showed off knickknacks in his overstuffed Trump Tower office, including a giant shoe that once belonged to the basketball star Shaquille O'Neal, treated the nation's secrets as similar trinkets to brandish. White House aides described how excited he was to show off all the material he had access to, including letters from the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which he routinely waved at visitors, alarming his advisors. Some of those letters were among the trove that Mr. Trump had with him at Mar-a-Lago. The former president's thrills over the intelligence started early in May of 2017. Mr. Trump blurted out classified intelligence provided by Israel during a meeting with two high-level Russian generals, if you remember, Russian government officials, horrifying his national security team. 2 years later, when his intelligence briefers showed him a sophisticated and sensitive photo of a failed Iranian rocket launch, Mr. Trump was gleeful. I want to tweet this, he told the CIA director, the National Security Advisor, and the director of National Intelligence, according to a person with direct knowledge. Officials tried to stop him, but Mr. Trump went ahead and shared the photo with what were then his 63 million Twitter followers. Then there is the l'estat c'est moi, I am the state, factor. From my own experiences with him, which are bolstered by those around him who are speaking in his defense, his actions seem to be in a pattern that as king, he and his state are one and the same. So said Mark S. Zade, a lawyer who frequently handles cases related to national security and security clearances, including during the Trump presidency. Zade says he seems to honestly believe that everything he touches belongs to him, and that includes government documents that might be classified. The point over here is that the former president also regularly rejected any attempts to try to enforce outside rules, regulations, or norms on the White House, and maintained that his close advisors had absolute immunity from some congressional subpoenas. Now, that absolute immunity didn't exist and was rejected in court. But although Trump White House officials were warned about the proper handling of sensitive material, aides said Mr. Trump had little interest in the security of government documents or protocols to keep them protected. Early on, Mr. Trump became known among his staff as a hoarder who threw all manner of paper, sensitive material, news clips, and various other items into cardboard boxes that a valet would cart around with him wherever he went. He also had a habit of ripping up paper from routine documents to classified material and leaving the pieces strewn around the floor or in a trash can or in a toilet. Officials would have to rummage through the shreds and tape them back together to recreate the documents in order to store them as required under the Presidential Records Act. On some occasions, Mr. Trump would rip up documents, some with his handwriting on them, and throw the pieces in a toilet, which occasionally clogged the pipes in the White House. He did the same thing on at least two foreign trips, former officials said. Outside the White House secure rooms where Mr. Trump could review sensitive documents were set up at both Mar-a-Lago and the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey, although he did not always use them. Over time, Mr. Trump bristled against the guardrails people tried to place on him, particularly his second White House Chief of Staff, John F. Kelly, who tried to impose a more rigid system for classified information. Now, all of this sort of describes some of the background for what is going on now, but does it really justify it? It all sounds sloppy and embarrassing, and I wish he hadn't have done it, but is this really worth a nation-stopping crisis? I think that's doubtful for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.